you stay a little while. Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me.
Well, on behalf of Dee Dee and Amanda, as well as the entire extended family, I want to thank you for joining us today as we honor and celebrate the life of a really special man. I want to assure you that your presence here today is a reminder to the family of just how much Dusty was loved by so many people. And yet, for as much as you maybe loved Dusty, Dusty also had a huge heart and loved others really well. It was his kind and loving spirit towards others that was one of the most distinguishable traits about him. He loved those around him because he first loved Christ, and as a faithful follower of Christ, Dusty's faith gave those who knew him a glimpse of the heart of God. Gatherings like this one are both special and sacred moments. It's special because we honor and remember the life of Dusty. And for those who knew him well, we know that our very brief time together today could never possibly capture the entire scope and impact of his life. The impact of his life is far too widespread for us to be able to completely capture that here today. For each of us here today and every person that ever crossed paths with Dusty, we carry with us special memories and treasured moments that have and will forever impact our lives. It's also a sacred moment, because each time we gather in this capacity, it's a fresh reminder of the temporary nature of life. In the book of James, James described life as but a mist or a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes in James chapter 4. The psalmist in Psalm 39 exhorts us to learn to number our days, that we would know how fleeting we are, and that our days are but a few handbreadths, a mere breath before God. I think that all of us would agree that by his age, Dusty's homegoing to heaven at age 48 feels very premature. People aren't supposed to die young. We're all supposed to grow old and then pass and go to heaven. So this undoubtedly feels even more difficult because of the unexpected and somewhat premature nature of it. And yet we find comfort in the truth that Dusty's homegoing to heaven was in God's exact and perfect timing, even if it's difficult for us to understand. Life is very short, and this moment affords us the opportunity to consider the question of our own eternity. There will be a service like this for each of us someday as well. This is a sacred moment as we reflect on and honor the life of our friend and family member Dusty, while also considering our own lives, that we might be assured of a future reunion with Dusty someday in the eternal presence of our loving God. I want to invite you to pray with me now, if you would, please. Father, we recall the words of Jesus in John chapter 14. Jesus tells us, "Let not your hearts be troubled." And yet I know that there are some here today, if not many, who feel a sense of pain and loss and grief. And yet we're also comforted by the words of Jesus as he gives us the reason for this comfort, promising us that in my Father's house are many rooms. And it's a place that Jesus has gone ahead to prepare for us. Your house is a place of glorious worship before your eternal throne that will go on for all eternity with all those who have received your free gift of eternal life through Christ's shed blood on the cross. And with certainty, we know that Dusty has now joined you in that place of eternal joy and rest. And he, of course, is deeply missed here on earth. Certainly life will feel different without him here. But we are confident that you have welcomed him home with the very words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And Father, we believe that you are here with us today, and so we ask for your comforting presence, your nearness to us as we celebrate and remember Dusty's life. Be with us now in our time together. Remind us of your amazing love, which is ours in Christ Jesus. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. At this time, I'd like to invite Dusty's friend Tex to the platform to share some memories of him.
Well, good afternoon. First, Ms. Didi, I want to thank you and Mr. Chico for bringing Dusty into our lives. He touched a lot of people, and it all started with you guys. He had great values, and it all started with you. I met Dusty approximately about 20 years ago, and just happened to move back to the east side of town, and decided to go up and watch some football up our local Jeff's Pub up here. And I ran into my friend Jeff Plyler. I've known Jeff since 1982, and I haven't seen him probably in about 14 years when that happened. And as Jeff and I started talking there, he introduced me to a bunch of guys, a bunch of different guys, I should say. They were all different. We started a fantasy football group. And it got expanded more and more, and then more people started coming in here, and we became pretty much a crew of about 20 people. And the first thing I forgot to say was, all you guys in this black and gold, oh Lord. Those Steelers, Dusty, that was for you. All of a sudden, COVID came around, and we all started hanging out at Dusty's house. One of the memories I remember is, we had a water slide one time, and Sammy decided to jump off the roof and jump on the slide. He was fine. He went through it, but that's just to give you kind of an idea of what these guys are like. Another time we were over there, Dusty or Kevin put a fake snake underneath Amanda's chair. Yeah. And she jumped pretty high. I think she was up there for a good about 5 or 6 seconds because she thought it was a real snake. Another instance I was remember thinking about with Dusty is he wasn't paying attention. And Dusty and I, we had a good relationship, but it was kind of like the odd couple, always arguing here and there, teasing each other, picking on each other. And he had his back turned towards me, and he has this red blower, leaf blower. So I called his name real quick, and I said, "Dusty, turn around." And he turned around, and I hit him with a blower, and his face blew up about this big. I think Mo was there that day, too, so we laughed. I still laugh about it this day. But the thing about also that I think about with all of us being there and him being with us, he always had everybody over his house, and they always felt welcome. I recall the guys used to go on their hunt every year, and these guys would get drawn for their hunt. I'm not a hunter. I don't like going out and hunting or nothing like that, but these guys would go out there and go to Dusty's house, study the map, go get their gun sighted, hunt Pat. Pat was there one time, I think they were sighting his gun for the hunt. But he always invited him. Mel was another one he always went hunting with. We always had a good group of guys out there, and we always took care of each other. And he made it really easy for us to do that. Another thing with Dusty is that, yes, he knew all genres of music. And one day we were over there, and he decided to put on Outkast. And he knew every song from Outkast, and I was very shocked that he knew that. You know, especially from being down south, which he was from Carolina too. I figured now I understood why he liked that music. You know, it's been really hard this last week, you know, going over there and helping Miss Didi out, because it's just empty over at his house. And Dusty and I had a lot of one-on-one time when I stopped by and check on him. And like you said, he's always doing his gardening. I tried to do it myself. Everything I planted didn't make it through for about 4 or 5 months. And he was teaching me how to do it the right way, but I could never get it down. We always talked about sports, football. He really got interested in the football. And then to the point of just watching it, we talked about defenses, offenses, things to look for. He taught me a little bit about NASCAR, which really didn't go far with that because I'm not really into NASCAR that much. But one thing he didn't know about a lot about is baseball. And that's what he got from his dad. And he talked about his dad a lot, especially when it came to umpiring and playing baseball. He was very proud of his dad. And, you know, at that same time, my daughter was playing softball, too, here in town. And she was always asking about how she was doing, where'd she go to, what was her stats this week, this, how many bases is she still. He was always interested in what my family, what they were doing, what my girls were doing, and, you know, as it was going on. But as we had time, one night, I remember Dusty leaned over to me and said, can I talk to you for a second? And I said, yeah, anything, Dusty. And he goes, I don't want to sound out of tune, but he goes, I just want to let you know, he goes, there's days that, you know, I feel bad and I miss my dad. And I told him, I said, it's okay, Dusty. He said, you know, so everybody misses somebody. And I have the same, not a problem, but a thing with my son too, because I miss him also every day. And I said, and he goes, I feel like crying. I said, it's okay for you to cry, Dusty. I said, everybody grieves in different ways. Sometimes you're gonna be happy, sometimes you're gonna be sad, sometimes you just wanna let out a scream, but it's gonna happen. And I said, if you need me to come whenever you wanna do that, I'll come on and I'll scream with you, I'll cry with you, we can do what you want to. You know, because it's not a bad thing to do, but it's your right as a person, you can grieve the way you want to. And that really hit home to us, because that's when everything, it was just a check on each other once, twice a day, you know, nothing much, just to say hey or hello. But my student, a long time ago, my wife and I and my kids, we used to go to the horse track all the time. And one of my students was a trainer at the horse track. And he always took my son and had him go and touch the horses when he goes down there in between races, give him the little goggles and stuff. So you know, just to let him keep him part of the, you know, the track and everything. But when my son passed away, we went there one night. We didn't go for about a few years. And I saw him there, and he asked for Corey, and he didn't know what happened to him or what happened. And he looked at us, and we, you know, we gave each other a big hug. And the one thing he said was, as long as you keep believing him, he will always have a spirit. And that's the way I'm taking that with Dusty, too, because as long as I keep him in my heart and think about him, he's always going to be something, and he's going to be his spirit. And just so, and at that time, we gathered together, and we took a picture. But we left the spot just for Corey in between all of us. And that's one thing I wanted you guys to understand. As long as you believe in Dusty and you think about him, he'll never go away. And then you need to keep that in your mind all the time. And as Dusty was in a hospital the other day, it was Sunday morning, and my girls were in Hawaii visiting my daughter. And I woke up and had a nice dream. And my dream, I was walking down the street, and my son walked up and gave me a hug, and we were walking down the street, and he said, I love you, Dad. And now I know Dusty's up there with his dad, giving him a hug, and it was a certain feeling that I never, ever forget. He can play catch with him, he can go fishing with him, he can go hunting with him. All the things that he missed before, he can do that now. And I just want to let you guys know that Dusty was a good guy, a very, very good guy, and he had touched everybody's hearts. And like I said, you're more than welcome to go to his house, and he took care of you. Thank you.
Millworker houses lined up in a row. Another Southern Sunday's morning glow. Beneath the steeple, all the people have begun shaking hands with the man who grips the gospel gun. While in quiet prayer, the smell of dinner on the ground fills up the morning air. Ain't nothing sweeter around.
I can almost hear my mama pray, oh Lord, forgive us when we doubt.
Another sacred Sunday in the South, all right. Ragged rebel flag flies high above it all, popping in the wind like an angry cannonball.
Now the halls of history are cold and steel. They still smell the powder burn, and they probably always will.
And on the old town square, under the barbershop pole, they set me up in the chair when I was 4 years old. I can almost hear my papa saying, won't you hold still, son? Stop squirming around.
Another Southern Sunday's coming down.
God made the winters and the summers, the one who put the stars all in their place, the only one who stands above all others. He knows me by name. The angels hide their faces in his presence. Demons run for cover when you speak. You rule the world and reign above the heavens, and still draw close to me. And when I close my eyes, I know.
Thank you, Tex, for your reflections on Dusty. I want to first begin by saying that I don't feel that I'm here as a pastor today, but really more as a friend to Dee Dee and to Dee Dee's family. I've had the privilege of knowing Dee Dee and working with Dee Dee for many years. And when she called me a week ago and shared with me the news of Dusty's sudden passing, my first thought was, oh no, we've done this once before. It's likely that many of you that are here today were in a service similar to this in October of 2017, as we said goodbye to Chico, Dusty's dad and Dee Dee's husband. And it was unexpected, and it was sudden, and it carried a lot of grief with it. And even to this day, certainly you, Dee Dee, as well as others, feel the void of Chico from life. And now we gather again in a similar capacity, and the grief feels fresh once again, I'm sure. And so these moments are never easy, but there's a greater sense of peace and joy when you gather to remember such a special person like Dusty. As I met with Dee Dee this past week to talk about Dusty, I asked her to describe him. I said, just give me some words that come to mind when you think of Dusty. The first word that Dee Dee said was that Dusty was kind. It was his kind and gentle demeanor that made him such a lovable person. Ephesians chapter 4, 32 exhorts us to be kind towards one another, and Dusty's life embodied that. A second word that Dee Dee used to describe Dusty was that he was generous. Dusty was generous towards those around him. Whether it was with his time or his resources, Dusty had a strong sense of helping meet the needs of others. Acts 20 reminds us that it is more blessed to give than to receive, and Dusty's life was a beautiful example of this, giving of himself and his resources to make sure that those he loved were always cared for. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul writes, "For you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And this principle of loving his neighbor as himself came naturally for Dusty. He exemplified this so well. Dee Dee also shared with me Dusty's love of his dogs and gardening. Tex, you mentioned that earlier as well. And so I would say he loves some of the finer parts of God's creation, dogs and gardening. And oh, what a joy it must bring him now to experience the beauty of heaven, which is creation perfected. Services of this nature serve to bring some needed closure for all of us who know a new reality that has a void now, a space that once was filled by Dusty. And part of what I think is important that can help us move forward is to offer a few words of comfort, particularly to you, Dee Dee and Amanda, as well as to the rest of the family and friends that are here today. And similar to what I said to you when Chico passed, I'll say to you again that Dusty is now fully experiencing what his heart was fashioned for by God long ago. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, "He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in the heart of man, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end." God has placed eternity in the hearts of each of us, and so this very short, temporary life is not what we are ultimately living for, and it's not what Dusty was living for. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Dusty's citizenship is in heaven, and it has been since the foundation of the world. This world was not his permanent home, and so one of the reasons that we find comfort today is in the very truth that all of us, just like Dusty, are eternal beings created by God. This world is not all that there is, and we can find comfort in that today, knowing that Dusty is now fully experiencing what his heart was fashioned for by God. I also want to remind each of us, particularly Dee Dee and the rest of the family, that there will be difficult days ahead, days that feel very empty and lonely. Dee Dee, you have walked this road once before, and it doesn't get any easier. There is comfort, however, in believing that God, who Dusty now praises for eternity, has promised us comfort through the Holy Spirit during these difficult times. Scripture has many of these promises. Psalm 46:1, "God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all of your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you." Dee Dee, as we met together and reflected, and I asked you how you were feeling, you said you feel nervous and you feel anxious, and you weren't sure how you would go through this. And I want to say to you that I think that's very normal, but that God meets you in that place of anxious anxiety and uncertainty, and reminds us that you can cast all of your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. I pray that God's word will be a rich source of comfort and peace for you in the coming days. Dusty lived a life of faith in Christ, even though it was maybe somewhat private. And what a glorious reunion we anticipate with him someday for those of us who have made that same decision of trusting in Christ for our salvation. In a moment, Pastor Tim is going to come and sing a song that I think was picked by his mom, Dee Dee, entitled "Sitting at the Feet of Jesus." Dusty is now experiencing the nearness of Jesus in all its fullness. His faith has become actual sight. But for those of us who have not yet passed from this temporary life into the eternal life with Christ, the words of this song are still an invitation to come and sit at the feet of Jesus each day. One of the lines says, "Grace and comfort every day." And for those of you who feel a profound sense of grief and sorrow today, which is many of you, I want to remind you that at the feet of Jesus, you find grace and comfort every day, as the song says. Matthew 11:28, Jesus gives us this invitation: "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Dee Dee and Amanda and the rest of the family, I want to assure you that Jesus carries your weariness and your burden today as you grieve and face this new reality, which has been unexpected and quite difficult for you, certainly. Come to me, Jesus says, both that we might experience comfort for our hearts and find true life in him. He is the source of salvation. He is the source of life. And it was through Dusty's faith in Christ that he now experiences the promises of Jesus, eternal life with the Father. I want to invite you to pray with me, if you would, please. Father, we miss Dusty. We miss him. There's a void in this earthly life now. Amidst all the various emotions that we carry with us today, we are certain that Dusty has entered into the promise of eternal life in your presence. And so we look forward to that glorious reunion someday with Dusty because of Christ's finished work on the cross. And so I ask, God, that you would comfort the family, reminding them of your nearness and presence in the days ahead. Thank you certainly for the blessing of knowing Dusty, although others here knew him far better than I did. I just feel so grateful for the opportunities I had personally to just be in the presence of Dusty and experience that kind and generous spirit that we spoke of earlier. Thank you for the many things that his life taught us and modeled to us. Most importantly, Father, thank you for his faith in you. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Give me, Lord, the mind of Jesus. is all my righteousness.
Thank you, Tim. What beautiful promise and words, that song. Well, again, on behalf of the entire family, I want to thank you for being here today to remember Dusty. This has been a special time together as we support one another and support the family. And I just want to personally say to you, Dee Dee and Amanda, I'm so sorry for your loss. And just want you to know that we are with you and go forward with you in this new norm. But knowing that the Spirit of God empowers and gives strength to your weary hearts today. We'll close our time by hearing the Word of God recorded in Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning nor crying nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I'm making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment." It's a beautiful promise for our hearts to cling to today. I pray it will comfort your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Just also want to say, if you did not get a chance to sign the guest book on your way in, I know it would mean a lot to the family for you to take a moment to do that so they can remember your presence here today. And then we'll just ask that you wait for the family to be dismissed before being dismissed. Thank you for joining us today.